Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. New beginnings are not just for the young. This is Suzanne here with New Beginnings Ministry, and I believe we may be having a
a problem with the call. I'm not sure what may be going on, but we may be having a problem here. It doesn't appear that we're showing, so we're going to try it. Please be patient with us. Thank you. Okay, this is New Beginnings Ministry, and I hope that you're able to hear me right now. Tonight's speaker, the person who's scheduled to speak, is Elder Rose Cook from Atlanta, Georgia, and her topic is I Survived the Storm. Before she signs in, because it still seems that we may be having some technical difficulty, which I'm not sure if I am being heard or not, if one of the listeners wants to send me a text just to confirm that you can hear me. For some reason, it's counting down, and I'm not getting what I normally see on the screen. I'm an amateur, so please forgive me. Okay, so let's begin with prayer. Again, this is New Beginnings Ministry. We're here every Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock, from 7 to 8 o'clock, and we are an interactive Bible study, meaning that we bring a word that we believe is a timely word, and we invite everyone who's listening and everyone who's to call in and to be a part of this, the interaction of the in the discussion. We also are archived, so if you happen to have missed a broadcast and you would like to hear a broadcast, you are welcome to visit our website at Blog Talk Radio New Beginnings Ministry, and you can listen to some of the archived messages. Thank you. So here we go. I Survived the Storm. We'll begin with prayer. Father God, we praise your name and we thank you, dear Lord, for blessing us, Father, with this opportunity, Lord, to come before you, Father God, to seek your word, to seek your wisdom, Father God, and to seek an understanding, a true comprehension of your word. We thank you, Father God, for the word of God, for the Bible that you've given us, for it is a guide and a lesson and your love notes to us, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for providing this time, Father God, providing the ability and the resources, Father, for ministry. In Jesus' name, amen. I Survived the Storm. We're coming from Acts 27, beginning with verse 33. So in Acts 27, we're talking about the great storm. Verse 33 says, as the darkness gave way to the early morning light, Paul begged everyone to eat. You haven't touched food for 2 days, he said. Please eat something now for your own good, for not a hair of your head shall perish. Then he took some hardtack and gave thanks to God before them all and broke off a piece and ate it. Suddenly, everyone felt better and began eating. All 276 of us, for that is the number he had aboard. After eating, the crew lightened the ship further by throwing all the wheat overboard. When it was day, they didn't recognize the coastline, but noticed a bay with a beach, and wondered whether they could get between the rocks and be driven up upon the beach. They finally decided to try. Cutting off the anchors and leaving them in the sea, they lowered the rudders, raised the foresail, and headed ashore. But the ship hit a sandbar and ran aground. The bow of the ship stuck fast, while the stern was exposed to the violence of the waves and began to break apart. The soldiers advised their commanding officer to let them kill the prisoners, lest any of them swim ashore and escape. But Julius wanted to spare Paul, so he told them no. Then he ordered all who could swim to jump overboard and make for land, and the rest to try for it on planks and debris from the broken ship, so everyone escaped safely ashore. So I need you to help me in understanding this. For me, this speaks to survival. A great storm was encountered, it says. And so within what I just read from verse 33 on, for me, I'm hearing survival, I'm hearing trust, and I'm hearing taking a chance, risk-taking. I'm hearing great strength from that. Many of us need to take courage with the storms that we are going through, because this life does say that we will encounter storms. And we will encounter storms. But it's the way that we interact with the storm. It's the way that we respond to the storm. Are you in a storm right now? Are you feeling that you're in a situation that you've been asking the Lord to rescue you from, but you don't know how to get out of it? You don't know if He hears you. You're not understanding what's going on with you? Are you alone? Do you feel alone? Are you feeling abandoned? One thing about the storm is that the Lord promises, and He promises that He's going to be there with you, and He's going to be in the midst of the storm. I remember going through something, and I would say it tongue-in-cheek, of course, that maybe the Lord had forgotten me. Maybe He's over Toledo or in Detroit or something, because He had forgotten me while I was going through the storm of life. But through every storm, there's a lesson that we glean having gone through the storm. There is something that we glean from having gone through the storm. What were you supposed to learn as you went through the storm? How is the storm going through the situation impacted your character? I've been talking. Oh, good. I'm sorry. So what's impacting your character? How has going through the tough times, the storm, impacted your character? There's something about going through a storm, or if you look at storms in nature, that during a storm, it may be dark, people huddle together. I know we had a tornado watch, and we were huddled together in the basement. And I know that the skies were dark, even the atmosphere felt heavy. But after the storm was over, there was a peaceful quietness, a serenity that we felt. And you could go outside and see that the whole earth, it felt like, had been through it, but we made it. And there was rejoicing. There was our inner rejoicing and peace and happiness about having made it through the storm. But the storm had its benefit, too. The storm had its benefit, too. What we saw was that the Lord was with us even during the storm, that he held us together, that our family members were close by, and that was reassuring, that we still wanted for nothing. That was reassuring. Praise God. Praise God. So even in the midst of the storm, the Lord is right there with us. Right there with us. Praise God. Praise God. I think of another storm, the storm with Peter and Jesus. And the Lord Jesus tells him to come out and walk on the water. And he does it as long as he could see Jesus, as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus. But to look away or to doubt, he began to sink. And in the sinking, Jesus could have, rescued him immediately. But there was a lesson even in the sinking. There was a lesson of trusting, taking the first step out, and to continue to trust, even when it doesn't make sense to try. So Jesus rescues him and brings him back. The lesson was that even when it looks bad, even when it looks like you're sinking, that there he is in the midst of it. Praise God. Praise God. Yes, Lord. Yes. So my husband is here trying to fix our technical difficulties, and I hope everyone is able to hear. I guess we can say this in the storm, that in spite of what's going on, we still praise the Lord. There's still a word to go forth. Now, I don't know who is listening to me, and I don't know if I'm making any sense to you or if there's something that you may be going through, but I'm telling you to hold on, to hold on. And I'm even preaching to myself right now. I got some news today and some news this week that kind of upset my apple cart, as they would say. But I know that in spite of what was said, in spite of what I heard, that God is still in charge in the blessing business. And every decision he makes, it's for our good, that the kingdom will benefit from whatever decision he makes. Whatever way he goes, whatever God's plan is, it's already in making. We're just instruments. We're instruments to be used of the kingdom. So how do you keep encouraged in the midst of a storm? How do you keep encouraged in the midst of a storm? Well, you stay in the Word for one thing. You find scriptures that are going to keep you encouraged, that you're going to read, that even though you may not feel like it, even though it doesn't look encouraging, but you still hold on to the scriptures. One thing that I like to do, or that I have a tendency to do, when I'm not sure if I can say the right thing or not sure of exactly what to pray, I can speak in my heavenly language, and God knows, the Holy Spirit knows, what I'm thinking, what I'm praying, and what needs to be prayed for, what needs to be put on at the throne.
Amen.
But also to praise the Lord regardless of what is going on, to praise him no matter what, praise him.
Yeah.
I'll put on some praise and worship music. I remember working in a situation that was a difficult situation for me.
Mm-hmm.
And even though others may not have heard it, I had praise and worship music continuously playing because it sets the tone. It changes the atmosphere. When my daughter was ill, that was one of the instructions that I gave the nurses and the aides. I took a CD player boombox there and had it by her there. That praise and worship was to be played continuously in her room. There's no place for the enemy to be there. He cannot operate in the presence of praise. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you,
well, Jesus. I'm going to step back. I think I hear Elder Rose's voice, and she's so much more eloquent than I could ever be.
You're doing good.
Back the mic on.
You're doing good, Doctor.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Yes, praise God. Well, you have the floor, Elder Rose.
All right, praise the Lord, everyone.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. As you know, the scripture, as Doctor has said, was Acts the 27th chapter, verses 33-44. For fresh of time, I'm going to just read the little few scriptures that I was going to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
It says in the 33rd verse, it says, "And as the day was about to dawn, Paul implored them to all take food, saying, 'Today is the 14th day you have waited and continued without food and eating nothing.' 34, 'Therefore I urge you to take nourishment, for this is for your survival, since not a hair will fall from the head of any of you.'" And we're going, and 35, "And when he had said these things, he took bread and gave thanks to God in the presence of them all. And when he had broken it, he began to eat. Then they were all encouraged and also took food for themselves." I'm going to jump down to the 43rd verse, and it says, "But the centurion wanted to save Paul, keep them from their purpose, and command them that those who could swim should jump overboard first and get to the land. And the rest, some on boards and some on parts of the ship, and so it was that they all escaped safely to the land." And as you know, my topic tonight is I survived the storm.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And so tonight I just want to talk to some survivors that stand through their storm.
Mm-hmm.
Your storm may be some of hurt, pain, sickness, disappointment. Amen. And so, you know, as we live in the world today, that, you know, some of us and most of us are going through so many storms in our lives. But we need to know today that we need to survive this storm. Amen. And so as we move forward, I begin to look at the word survival. You need to mute your phone.
Mm-hmm.
So as I look at the word survivor, it meant someone that remains alive through your adversity. You know, your adversity means difficult times, problems, situations that's in your life. And today, I say tonight, is, you know, you need to stay alive through your storms and your rain. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I thought I heard someone.
Amen.
Amen. And to remain alive through your storm, that let me know that once you remain alive in your storm, you don't allow your adversity to kill you. Amen. Because sometimes when you're going through difficult times, you know, you feel like you're dying. You feel like there's no hope. You feel like there's no life. But I want you to know tonight that you need to survive this storm. Amen.
Amen.
And so I also realized that a survivor doesn't quit.
Mm.
A survivor rides it out. Amen. A survivor stays with it. No matter what the enemy is bringing your way, no matter what the enemy brings to your door, no matter what situation that you're fighting with, you don't give up. A survivor don't give up.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. A survivor cannot give up. And they are a pusher. A survivor is a pusher. A survivor pushed their way through. And I believe that when you push your way through, you're going to make it. When you push your way through, things are going to work out. In other words, we don't want to stay in our storm. We want to go through our storm. And when we're going through the storm, I know it's tough and I know it's rough, but when you got God on your side, hallelujah, and he's riding that storm with you, you're going to make it through. So I said tonight, is there any pushes in the out there in the radio land? Is there any pushes out there?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Listen, I know that some of you may be going through some problems, but I declare tonight that you do not let the problem have you. Sometimes when we sickness, and we allow that sickness take us, but we got to take control of that sickness or that situation that's in your life and begin to plead the blood of Jesus. Amen. Because the blood still works. The blood still works. If you begin to plead the blood over your situation, God is going to work it out. Any questions before I move on? Hallelujah. Any questions? I believe he said the mics are on now.
Yes.
And as they stated before, this is an interactive Bible study. So I'd like to have some, you know, someone to have feedback and talk with me. Amen, because I don't want to do all the talking tonight.
Amen.
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 So I realize that we need to take control of our situation. We don't allow it to defeat us. Because remember, we are winners. We're not losers, but we are winners in Christ Jesus. Amen. Because he paid it all at the cross for us.
Amen.
So we are automatic winners, and we need to exercise that. Winner. We need to exercise that winner in us. Amen. And not let the devil defeat us.
Amen.
Because he's a liar today. Amen. Any comments?
No, I'd just like to say, good evening. I'd just like to say when Sister Suzanne was talking, excuse me, and when you were talking, my mind was going back to the analogy of swimmers. I don't swim, but lifeguards always say that when you're in the current of the swimming, I mean when you're in the current of the waves, don't go against it, but go with the flow of it, you know, go with the flow of it so it won't be so, you know, you're not struggling and you're not
That's
using
right.
energy. So my thought was, even when we're going through the storms and the waves of life, we're to go with the current. And it's not that we stop fighting, but we're fighting another way. We're fighting knowing that God is there. We're fighting and letting him take us through that current, through that ride. You know, we're flowing through it. You know, and what that does is it keeps us light and our confidence in him, knowing that he's going to get us through it.
Amen.
You know, trusting him, you know, not fighting against it, but we fight another way because the battle's not ours. So when we put our trust in him, and since the battle's not ours, and since he takes us through anyway, we can flow as a swimmer does, flow in that current until we can see that clear and swim out. Yeah, God is good. God is good.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Don't stop fighting, but we fight a different way.
Amen. And so as we look at, and so as we go into the text, if I can give you a brief history of what's happening in the text because of time, amen, if that's all right. Here we find in the text that Paul was falsely being accused of bringing the Gentiles into the temple. In other words, the Jews was afraid of the Christians because they thought that they would make trouble. And so when Paul did this, there was such an uproar in Jerusalem. Amen. And once the Roman commander seen this uproar and learned of the conspiracy of assassinating Paul, Now, at this point now, they are so angry at Paul, they're mm-hmm. ready to kill him. The Jews are ready to kill him in mm-hmm. Jerusalem. And so as the Roman commander noticed that and learned of the conspiracy, mm-hmm. he began to send him off. He sent him off with some other prisoners, with Julius, a centurion man. And here we find at this point now that he's on his way. Now, Paul is on his way on a long voyage to Rome to appeal to Caesar.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Now he's coming to appeal his case. He didn't do anything wrong, but since the Jews got on it, they ready to get him. They're ready to kill him. So he had to go to Rome to appeal to Caesar. Any questions
mm-hmm.
before I move on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so as he on this journey to Rome, they on a ship. The Bible said it was an old ship. And they was on this particular ship. And this ship runs into some difficulty on the sea. Amen. I'm moving quickly because of time. But when you have your leisure time, read the text. Read Acts 27. It's a really good chapter to read. And once you read it, you can understand where I'm coming from because I'm moving quickly because of time. Amen. So they on this ship in the sea, and they had difficult times.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. On this difficult ship, they're tossing and they're turning. They don't see no daylight. They don't know where they at because a storm has arrived. Amen. They're in distress right now. Amen. And so as they on this ship and they in distress, I'm going to jump to the 33rd verse because I'm going to my text now. 30 verse says, "And as the day was about to dawn, Paul implored them all to take food, saying, 'Today is the 14th day you have waited and continue without food and eating nothing.'"
Mm-hmm.
And so what the scripture is saying to me, in other words, Paul is pleading with them to take food. Amen. Because, as I stated before, they've been in the storm for 14 days
mm-hmm.
in the rain. Amen. Tossing and turning. They couldn't see their way in this storm. It was so dark on the sea. And if you ever been on a ship, on a cruise, and you out in the sea, it's dark. There's nothing out there. You can't see anything. Amen. And this is where they were at because the storm was, they was out on the sea at the wrong time. So sometimes, as you know, when you on the ship, when you're on the sea, there's certain times when you need to be out in the sea, if you understand what I'm saying, because of the weather.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And so these, at this particular time, it was a bad time for them to be on the sea. Amen. And so this is why they had the trouble that they had, because they was on the sea at the wrong time.
Mm-hmm.
And as they was going through this trial and tribulation, they didn't eat anything.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So at this point, Paul is telling them, listen, hey, take food. You haven't eaten. We've been through a lot. Eat. Amen. And so
Amen.
As they began to listen to Paul, they began to eat. But before I move any further, I wanted to look at the number 14.
Mm-hmm.
As I was reading the verse 33, 14 number came and stuck out with me. And it said that 14 represents a double completion,
mm-hmm.
amen, and means deliverance,
mm-hmm.
amen, and it means salvation.
Mm-hmm.
I want to speak prophetically right now, and the Lord said, in 14 days, deliverance is coming to your home.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I speak that prophetically, that yeah. deliverance mm. is coming to your home in 14 days. Because the Lord said some of you have been worrying. Some of you have not been eating. Some of you have been in distress. Amen. Mm. But the Lord said deliverance is coming in 14 days.
Amen.
He said, look for it. It's coming. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
So, Holly, any questions before I move on? Because I don't want to cut nobody off.
Mm-mm.
Amen. So, 14 days, deliverance is coming to your home.
Amen.
Amen. And so we move on to the 34th verse, and it says, therefore, I urge you to take nourishment, for this is for your survival. It says, not a hair will fall from the head of any of you. When I looked at this scripture as well, there's two things that's going on here is that Paul is urging them to take nourishment.
Mm-hmm.
One, because when you look in the natural sense, you need nourishment to survive.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And effectively, he's saying, eat. Don't worry. God got your back.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to worry about anything else. God has got your back because he said, since none of hair will fall from the head of any of you.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Nothing will be lost off of you. Yeah, maybe going through on the outside, but it cannot touch me. Hallelujah. Because he's taking you, he's taking care of you. He got your back. And when you look at this script, when I looked at it spiritually, if you eat God's food, eat God's word, excuse me, if you eat God's word, and that means you eat his scriptures.
Amen.
In other words, if you understand what I'm saying, amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Eat his scriptures. I have some scriptures that you can eat spiritually.
Amen. Amen.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Right.
Isaiah 54:17.
Mm-hmm.
I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. Rejoice,
hallelujah.
Rejoice. 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Weeping may endure for night, but joy comes in the morning. Psalms 30:5. Ephesians 3:20. Now to him who is able to do exceeding abundantly
all that we ask or think
according to the power that works in us. Hallelujah. If you begin to eat this word and eat those scriptures, you are a survivor. You can survive through your storm.
Amen.
Heavy weight could be lifted. Amen. When you begin to read this word and eat his word. Confidence comes in your storm. Amen. Encouragement comes when you begin to read his word.
Mm-hmm.
Any comments before I move on?
Amen.
Amen.
No comments. Amen. Amen. And so as we continue to look at this text, I survived the storm.
Amen.
I'm a survivor.
Amen.
You can make it through your storm. But we got to know how to go to God. Go to God and ask God to help us through this storm.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He's always with us through it. But all we need to do is go into these scriptures that I have given and more scriptures, but these scriptures that I have said tonight, use them. Eat that word. Get the nourishment, because this is nourishment for your spirit. Amen. Like we have nourishment for our natural bodies, this is nourishment for our spirit. Amen. And if we apply this to our lives, we can be survivors of the storm.
Amen.
Amen. Any questions?
No, and I just like to say, and just don't read the scripture. The Bible says, mumble it. You know, we have to speak it. Speak it out. And keep, as we speak it out, it will minister to our spirit. But we have to speak it. Speak it, not just read it. Yeah.
Amen. 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 Amen.
That's right.
You have a comment.
You have a comment.
Yes.
Elder Willa, you know, it's been, you know, I'm listening to you, you know, and like I said, I'm going through my storm. I think it's just about over. But
all right.
Praise God.
You said you got to go to God. Now, the question I've been having since, I think it's Dr. Suzanne spoke, when she started reading the verses from Acts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about that storm. And this morning, well, like I said, I've been dealing with the storm for a little bit here, but this morning I was on my knees praying, and I stopped, and I had to ask myself, am I praying the right way? Now, my question to you right quick without taking up too much time, I've always been used to praying to Jesus. I was speaking, all my prayers have gone to Jesus, not discluding or discounting God, but it's just, you know, every time I give thanks, it's thank you, Jesus. Something happens, thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of thought, and I said, wait a minute. And this morning it really hit me. Am I praying the right way? And what I mean is I had been praying more to Jesus than God. But it's not that I don't pray at all now, but it was always to Jesus. Then I thought, okay, I think I have to pray more to God. And I always use in the name of Jesus.
Uh-huh.
I know the blessing through Jesus Christ. But
uh-huh.
Am I right or am I wrong? If you can answer that for me.
Yes, I believe that it's right that you do pray to Jesus, because Jesus is our mediator. He goes to the Father for us. You're in the right vein of going to Jesus, praying to Jesus.
But why
is our mediator. He goes to the Father for us.
Okay, I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, well, I can accept. I can take that. Because I've been confused with this. I've been wrestling with this for a while. And if that's the right way to do it, then I will continue to do it that way.
Well, you can go directly to the Father, because you already have Jesus. And Jesus says, no longer would you have to. He says it in the Word. Now you can go directly to the Father, because He's came. So either way you do it, it's fine. But Jesus said you can go directly to the Father and ask him in my name. Ask him anything in my name. So if you go to the Father, that's fine. In Jesus' name. Father, God, in Jesus' name, this, that, and the other. Yeah, it's fine all the way around. God got you.
Thank
God got you.
That's why it says in the scripture that, you know, don't worry. You know, God got your back.
Yeah, he does.
You know, continue with this work. Continue with the scriptures. Get into the word. Get into the scriptures that I have said. And now you're a survivor. You'll make it through.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, Elder. Mm-hmm.
John, I'm talking to Elder.
Now I just want to add on to that. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
I just want to add on to that, listening to my brother. Going to the Father is, we could do that. But when I think about that, I'm thinking about when we go to our natural Father to ask for something, we're going to our natural Father faithfully believing that he's going to deliver that for us.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're going to our Father. We can go to anyone and ask for anything, but when we go to our humanly Father, we're going because he is the one who is providing for us, and he's the one that has the natural resources for us to receive or get what we're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Now, taking that to a spiritual level for you, my brother, when you're going to the Father, you go to him with the belief that he is going to deliver. He is the resource. See, and I was trying to use an analogy between our natural Father and our spiritual Father, because the spiritual Father is much greater. But when you're going to him, just make sure that you are going to him believing that he is going to receive your request.
Oh,
if that makes any sense.
Wholeheartedly.
Mm-hmm.
He does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but without any doubt, without any doubt. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about wavering. You know, Elder Rose is talking about the storm. And in a storm, what a storm does is it takes us in different directions, depending on how violent the storm is. Now, I'm just saying that when we go to the Father, we go to Him with a belief, without a shadow of a doubt, that we know, that we know, that we know that He is going to deliver us from it. Mm-hmm. We have to go. And the big answer to that is to be patient, because God has His own time for delivering things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And when you say in Jesus' name, it seals it. He says, go to the Father, and in my name, it seals it. It seals it. In Jesus' name, seals it.
Amen.
Amen. Any other questions? Any testimonies? Any comments? I like how you said, Elder, too, I do want to bring out, too, the storm, because the storm takes you in different directions. And when you go into different directions, you know, there's a mindset that you get, and you feel like there's no hope. You're lost. There's no end. There's no light at the end of the tunnel, because you're tossing and you're going to and fro. And you're feeling like God is not there. Why is this happening to us? Happening to me. I say again, when you go to those scriptures and know that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, no matter what beating down near me or around me, it's not going to penetrate because I'm covered by the blood.
Amen.
Amen. And sometimes your storm can cause you to be going which way and different way, and you feeling lost and like, God, where are you? You begin to get perplexed and confused in the mind. But if you just get into His Word, as you're going through your storm, you can survive it. Amen. Because plenty of storms that we all have and I have had, but I've learned if I just get on my knees and begin to pray and ask God to help me and get in His Word and not look for man or look for other things to get me out of the storm. If I just stay in it, like I said, if I just ride it, and He's there, I'm going to come out of it, and you will survive it.
Amen.
Remember that you're not a defeated foe. You are a winner in Christ.
Amen.
If you got Christ in your life, no matter what is going on, you're going to win. At the end of the day, you're going to win because you belong to God.
Amen.
And He belongs to you. Amen. So you don't have to worry. You know, as I go down to the 36th verse, it says, then they were all encouraged. Paul had to encourage them, because sometimes when you're in the storm, you need somebody to encourage you, to keep you going, because it's dark, there's no light. And you need somebody, a child of a God, child of the King, to come and encourage you. And say, girl, boy, you're going to make it, man, you're going to make it. You're going to make it through this. And even through testimony, that's an encouragement for someone else. That's why it's important to tell your testimony. It's important to tell your testimony to somebody because it could save or encourage someone else. And let other people know that, you know what, you're not going through this alone. I'm with you. You're not alone in this. So Paul had to encourage them, because I could imagine them on this ship. I've been on a cruise. I used to go on a cruise every year, and I can imagine how big the ship was, and you out there in the sea, and it's dark, and it's storming, because the scripture said it was storming. It was very bad weather. They had to begin to throw things overboard so they could stay alive. So I can imagine they were frightened, scared, and most of them were prisoners, so you know they were chained. They were chained up together. So you bound, and stuff is happening. You can't run. You can't. So I can imagine how their mindset was. We ain't going to make this. We ain't going to make this. I'm going to die. But Paul, thank you, Jesus. Paul was the encourager. He was the light for them on this ship.
Amen.
And tell them, listen, God got your back.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how bad it looks, God got your back. That's why we can't allow a situation to
dictate,
take control and dictate, yes,
mm-hmm.
our lives. Because we're going to have problems. We're going to have trials and tribulations. But we got to learn how to roll with it. You got to roll with it.
Amen.
And the way you roll with it is with the word of God and prayer.
Amen.
Amen. Any questions?
Mm-hmm.
So Rose, are you saying you should look for God's face instead of his hand?
Yeah.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Look for his face, not his hand. Seek him.
All right.
Seek him.
Seek God. Seek the things of him. Amen. Amen.
If you notice earlier in the story that when Paul was out there on the water and he began to not seek God, that's when he began to sink. That's when the things started to swallow us up and overwhelm us.
What is that? What was that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, earlier in the scripture, yes, like in the first part of it, you know, mm-hmm. he was talking about that, you know, we would die, just paraphrasing.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you find later in the scripture, an angel came to him.
Mm-hmm.
The scripture says, yes, the angel came to him and let him know and told him what
mm-hmm.
God was going to do.
Mm-hmm. And that's okay, because sometimes our flesh rises up. And like Pastor said, we need that encouragement, somebody to come and encourage us. That, and that angel did encourage us that, hey, man, you're going to make it. Hey, sis, you're going to make it. Because your flesh rises up. And like the brother, Elder John, said that, you know, when you're going through the storm, it's like you're going different ways, different directions. You need somebody to pull you in
uh-huh.
and reassure you that it's going to be all right.
Mm-hmm.
Reassure you that it's going to be all right.
Because when you're in the storm, the enemy is so presently right there in your ear and in your mind and saying, God ain't going to do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to die, you know, and you're not going to make it. Look,
mm-hmm.
look at the situation.
Yeah.
You're not going to come out of this. So, you know, he's so right there in your ear when you're in the storm, but then you got to turn that thing around and begin to rebuke him. And begin
mm-hmm.
to speak life. I am going to live and not die.
Yeah, that's it. Right there. Yes,
you
got
to begin to speak life over the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's bad. But
mm-hmm.
speak life. You know, you got to see beyond what you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
I had to believe beyond what I was dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make it through this divorce that I went through. I'm going to make it.
Yes. Amen.
Yeah, I may be mm-hmm. hurt and all that, but you know what? I'm going to make it through this.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You know, I had to tell that to myself. I'm
mm-hmm.
going to make it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. I know
amen.
That God is going to bring me out of this situation.
Yeah.
Amen. Any questions?
I think that's the brother that was just talking. What number is he on, Sergeant? What number is he on?
843.
It's an 843 number?
843.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to mute that. It's Atlanta also? Okay. 573. Okay, I'm muted. Okay, I just needed
yes.
the 843 number.
So... I survived the storm. Mm-hmm. Amen. I survived the storm. And so as
amen.
We look
okay,
at
I'm sorry. I muted the wrong number. Go ahead. Keep going.
843?
There's a couple of 843. There are about three. three or four.
575
We can hear you.
Okay.
Okay, so
okay, I think I have the right number. Go ahead.
Pastor Rose?
I just know. Okay, go ahead. Just continue on. We're not going to be easily distracted.
Okay. And so as we move on to the verse 43, it says, but the centurion wanted to save Paul, keep them from their purpose, and command those who could swim should jump overboard first and to the land. Mm-hmm. And as we see here, you know, as this stuff was going on the ship, the soldiers, they wanted to jump ship and leave these soldiers left. But the centurion loved Paul. He had favor. Paul had favor on this ship because very well they could have just threw out their lifeboat because, you know, the ship was about to get shipwrecked. Mm-hmm. And they could have just lightly just throw their lifeboats or out in the sea and leave the soldiers. But the centurion had favor upon Paul. He loved Paul, and he wanted to save Paul. See, he knew who was the anointed one. He knew, he recognized God in Paul. So he wanted to save him. And he told them, your purpose is to kill. You're not going to do that. And see, when you're in your storm, the enemy has a purpose for you. He purposed you to die in your storm. You know, he has an agenda. When you're going through your storm and he's eating you up and in your ear, his purpose is to destroy you while you're in your storm because he don't want you to come out of your storm.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. He don't want you to live out of your storm. He wants you to stay down. He wants you to stay sick. He wants you to stay, you know, in whatever your sickness is or your problem is, drugs or alcohol or, you know, sexual content, all that. He wants you to stay in that. He has a purpose when he's in your ear. Don't think when you're in your storm, he's just busy at you. No, there's a purpose for him. And they see these guys had a purpose. They wanted to let them go. You know, let them die. We dying anyway, and let me save. They want to save themselves. Amen.
Amen.
But
Amen.
There was purpose, and the centurion loved Paul, and there was favor upon Paul. And he said in the 44th verse, it says, and the rest, some on boards and some on parts of the ship. And so it was that they all escaped safe to the land. God gave them a way of escape. He gave a way of escape for the ones that could swim and the ones that could not. Here you see in the 44th verse, the ones that could not swim, he allowed them to hold on to the boards in the parts of the ship. So they can make it to the land. Amen. So what I'm saying here is God always gives us a way of escape.
That's good.
No matter what it looks like, there's a way of escape when you're with God. He got your back. It's already designed. He already know what the end is going to be. We just got to roll with it.
Oh, that's
you
good.
Know? Amen. Roll with it. And wait on him, hallelujah, to deliver us, because he will. As long as we abide in him and he abide in us, we continue to stay in his word and pray, we'll survive this storm. Amen. Any questions? Any questions? I survived the storm. Amen.
I just wanted to make a comment. You know, when I think about what you're saying, I think about the word assurance. The word assurance. You know, and even though that they were going through that situation, Paul had a vision of assurance that that God was going to deliver them.
Amen.
He had a word of assurance So when I think about, you know, when I think about that, I just think about our lives. And when we read the Word of God, or when we study the Word of God, that we are to have that same attitude, assurance, so that when we're going, whatever we're going through, may it be cancer, may it be whatever it is that we're going through, we are to have that same attitude of assurance in that storm, that God is going to deliver us, that God is going to deliver us.
Amen.
Amen.
And with that assurance comes the peace that passes the understanding of what's going on around us. That's good. The assurance.
Right. And we have to have the assurance that know that God is going to do it.
Yes. Peace comes.
We got to know, right? We got to know in our spirit and in our heart that God is going to do it.
Yeah.
Let's not lose faith. Let's not lose faith in God, because our situation is messed up. Mm-hmm. Let's not lose that faith.
Amen.
Let's build it. Build it. And the way we build it is, once again, is through His Word of God, meditating on His Word day and night.
Mm-hmm.
And know that He will bring us out.
Amen. Yes, He will.
Amen.
Because that's what moves Him. It's our faith in Him that moves Him.
Mm-hmm.
Not our tears so much.
Right. It's faith.
Our faith.
He needs to know that we trust Him.
Yes.
Through the bad time.
Yes.
He needs to know that we trust Him. That, you know, we know that, okay, God, You got it. But when our situations allow us to lose that trust, and that because so much stuff is going on, and we see in the natural, and once we really look at it in the natural, we realize, you know, there's doubt, there's fear, that will come.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't look at it in the natural. We got to go beyond the natural.
Amen.
And begin to see it in the spiritual, and know that I'm going to make it today. I'm going to make it. God is going to do this. Even though this is what it is. But you got to speak over that.
Thank you,
Amen.
Thank you.
That's what I love about the Lord. That's what I love about the Lord. You know, He has given us, you know, that... that spiritual feeling that when we're praying over our family, when we're praying for our family, you know, that we're not just praying for one, but we're praying for the whole family. Like, you know, Paul, you know, during that situation, you know, it wasn't just for one person, it was for the whole ship. You know,
Amen.
So when we're praying, you know, God, that's just the greatness of God. He's just not going to deal with one. He's going to deal with everyone.
Yeah.
He's going to deal with everyone, not just one.
That's good.
That's right. He didn't leave nobody out. Everybody survived.
Amen.
Amen. Because it said it was 276 people on that ship.
Wow. Wow.
And everyone survived. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Wow.
Everyone survived. He saved everyone's life. And what an awesome God we serve.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
In spite of what they did, because they were prisoners. I didn't see in the text what they did of the prisoners, but He even saved the prisoners. If you bound today, He can save you.
You know what I like about that too? Because of one, meaning Paul, He
That's
saved
right.
all. And just like Jesus, because of His life, all can be saved.
Right.
Because of one. Because of one.
Right.
And because of you and your household that are saved, God promised that he will save your household. He will save your household.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I like to think, well, my mother prayed for our family. She didn't just, you know, I know that I made it through just because of my mother's prayers.
Yes.
And I'm sure that others in my family would say the same thing,
yes.
You know, and that's just the beauty of it. When you get a praying woman or a praying
Freedom.
Man,
yes.
My God, my
yes.
God, not just for the family, you know, mm-hmm. but for the generations to come.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
But
Amen.
Because everything extends to the next generation.
Amen.
You know, that's the beauty of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Wow.
From one end to the other.
Wow. Wow.
Amen. Well, any more questions, any comments? Because I'm about done, Elder.
The mics are open if any comments.
Amen.
The mics are open.
Yes. I survived the storm. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Something.
Well, I would just like to say, you know, Elder Rose, before you close out in prayer, you know, that, you know, when I saw that title, I Survived the Storm, you know, I felt it and received it that someone who was listening,
mm-hmm.
there's two things. Someone who was listening came through, made it out of the storm. We did hear a testimony last week, made it out of the storm. And then there's
mm-hmm.
someone who's going through the storm right now who may be pulled in so many different directions and don't know how they're going to make it. How they're going to make it. And then you have the third part, the person who is out of the storm and who's got the testimony. You
wow.
know,
who
can give the testimony of what
mm-hmm.
God did for them, while, you know, how they got out of the storm, how
mm-hmm.
I made it over. So when I saw that title, you know, it spoke to a number of different situations. You know, and
okay.
just and we have to be reminded, there are people listening, even though that we're talking and no one is saying anything, there are people listening, and we don't know what their situation may be.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what their, it may be, you know, they just found out they had cancer. So they're dealing with their situation. It may be they just lost someone in their family. So
uh-huh.
they're dealing with that situation. So, I mean, I can go on and on about situations that happen in people's lives, but people need to hear a word. You know, that was a mighty word. That was a powerful word.
Amen.
That was a powerful
Amen.
Word. You know,
Amen.
Just to know that if you're in a storm, no matter how it looks, no matter how
uh-huh.
it may be, no matter how down you may be, no matter
uh-huh.
what the doctor says, you know,
uh-huh.
that storm won't last forever.
Okay.
That storm don't have to last forever. It's about our attitude. Our
oh,
attitude
good.
And attitude to God.
That's good, right?
Because God wants us not to look down.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want us to be depressed. He wants us to look up from
mm-hmm.
where our sometimes look from. He wants
mm-hmm.
us to look up, and he wants the glory.
Mm-hmm.
God
That's
wants
right.
the glory. God wants whoever it is that's out there, God wants everybody to know that, you know what, it wasn't just by happenstance that you became well.
That's
it wasn't
right.
by happenstance.
Oh.
You went back to the doctor, and the doctor said, well, I saw something the first time, but there's nothing here now.
Wow.
It wasn't just by happenstance. God wants the glory. And the God that we serve is a jealous God. He's not about playing around. So if you're playing around with God, let me tell you something, that's the worst thing that you can do. But if you're faithful and true in your heart, because that's what God looks at, let me tell you something. God does miraculous things.
Amen.
The same thing he did yesterday, he's doing today. For all of you that may be going through whatever you're going through, this was a powerful word. Surviving the storm.
Mm-hmm.
Surviving the storm. I know people
right.
in my surroundings and my family, and I'm sure that you do too, that's going through something.
Amen.
So we speak life into their spirit, not death, no matter what they're going to, but we speak life
Amen.
Into their spirit.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
This is a powerful ministry that we're walking.
Yeah.
This is a powerful ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm sorry to go off on a tangent, but you know what? I mean,
that's all right.
The angle just hit me. You know, because there's so much going on in this world.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much going on in this world. People are going through so many things and don't know which way to turn.
That's right.
So I want to thank you. I want to thank you for, you know, just the anointing of God, even just giving you the title.
Mm-hmm.
There's an anointing in just the title alone.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. Yeah, can I be restating? Go ahead. Go ahead, Elder.
I'm sorry. We turn the mic back over to you.
You know, just basically as, you know, touching on what you're saying, you know, Many are going through storms, but we need to learn how to, you know, once again weather the storm and trust God in our storm and know that He's there for us. I cannot stress it enough because, you know, when people are going through, you know, there's always a down phase. Everybody, you know, you're depressed, you're this, you're that, but you don't have to be that way if you just trust God. And look up from where your help comes from.
Amen.
You don't have
to
look down. You don't have to be depressed. Amen. So it's important. Get into God's word. You that are in that storm now, I behoove you to get into God's word. Begin to search His scriptures. Seek His face. And I guarantee He'll bring you out. And He'll give you the strength as you're going through. Because mind you, you're only going through. You're not staying there. You're just
through. That's good.
So as you're going through, seek His face. Get in His word. Meditate on Him. And I guarantee you He'll bring you out. And He'll give you strength as you're going through. You know, some of us, when we go through, we get weak and feeble. But if you just get into His word, just get into His presence, He'll give you the strength for the next day.
Amen.
Or that moment. Or even that second.
Amen.
That strength for that second and that, or that moment or that day.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to just get into His word. Amen. We don't have to, you don't have to look for suicidal or drugs or alcohol or women or men. You don't have to look for that when you're in your storm. Just look to God.
Hallelujah.
He's the answer. He's the answer. If you're in your storm today, He's the answer. Go to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
And I just want to say that I received that prophecy that went forth about the 14 days, and I'm sure that everybody else received that prophecy. Thank God for the oracle bringing that word, bringing that prophecy to pass.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Right. Amen. Any more questions? Any comments?
Yeah, maybe we haven't exactly got to where we need to be, but thank God we're not where we used to be.
Amen.
And like you said, we'll keep riding that storm out until we get there.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
You ride that storm.
Yes.
That's right. You ride a storm. You don't fight against it because I believe you begin to fight against it. You know, it'll be even more harder. It's a struggle if you fight against it. Like you know, Prophetess was saying with the swimming. You know, you fight against it. It's a struggle. You're going to have a struggle, but if you just ride it with God, I'm telling you,
Amen.
Say that, Pastor.
You're
going
to make it through. You're going to win at the end.
Say that.
You are going to win at the end.
Amen.
And if we can remember, yes, just this one last thing. And if we can remember that he did it before, he'll do it again. Because, you know, from glory to glory, each trial that we've been through, we can look back and be encouraged that, you know what, God got me out of that one. You know what? He got me out of that one. So this one right here, Lord, give me the strength, but I know you're going to get me out.
Amen.
Because you did it before.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
I know that's
and
how I run.
And as Elder, you talked about the ones that have made it through the storm and your testimony.
Yeah.
You know, letting somebody know, you know what, God brought me out of this. He's going to bring you out of that.
Amen.
You know, if you tell your story, it's
amen.
A blessing for someone. If you tell a story, there's healing for someone.
Amen.
If you tell your story,
amen.
There's deliverance for someone.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
that's the trick of the enemy. While we're going through, he's so insidious. He tries to let us forget what God has done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and all we're doing is focusing on what the hell are we going through now?
Mm-hmm.
That's what the enemy wants us to do. Just focusing on what is it now?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
He's an insidious,
right.
ugly foe. Jesus.
And that's why I said
yeah,
this title and everything was just so anointing. You know,
yes.
it was just so anointing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because again, you know, in that situation, it appears that they weren't going to make it out.
Yes.
But Paul had a vision. Paul kept his eyes focused on the God, on God, and an angel appeared and gave him assurance that they were going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
And so whoever's going through, the key is keep your eyes focused on God.
Don't look at the situation,
but keep your eyes focused on God. And that was a testimony right there, Paul just saying what he had to do. He had the vision, and the angel let him know, reminded him, let him know, or gave him the assurance that they were going to make it.
Yes.
And you know what? God's word does not come back void.
All right.
It does not.
Okay.
It's a good word. Powerful word.
Yep. Because if he said it, it is so.
Amen. Count it as done. Hallelujah.
Take that to the bank.
Amen.
You know, and not be afraid. Not be afraid of the storm. Because as I'm reading in the 24th verse, it says, saying, do not be afraid, Paul. You must be brought before Caesar. Indeed, God has granted you all those who sail with you.
Mm.
So
Amen.
Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of the storm. Because I got you. I got your back.
Amen.
You know, don't be fearful.
Yep, you can't live in fear.
You know? That's right. You know, I got your back. You know, don't worry. And that's one thing a lot of people do. We worry. And when you worry, you're being teared apart.
Mm-hmm.
You're tearing yourself apart when you're worrying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when you stop worrying, then there's a complex mind because you're being teared from there and there, and you and you tear yourself apart when you worry.
Amen.
And you become confused, and you be like, God, where are you? Then there's your faith. Your faith is gone. Your trust is not there. I realize when you worry a lot, you're not really trusting God.
Amen.
You're not letting God do what he do when you start worrying. So when I start worrying, I start to rebuke myself and ask the Lord, please take that worrying out because I'm going to trust you totally in this situation.
Amen.
You know, because you're the only one that could bring me out, so I'm going to trust you. You know, sometimes I got to come to my senses and say, hey, stop worrying. God got this.
Because we can cry out and say, Abba, Father. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
So,
to God be glory.
I survived the storm. So, amen.
Well, it might be on you in terms of praying, you know, praying us out. Are there any other comments? I'm looking at some others' comments. Any other comments on here? 770-706. A couple of them was a 252. I don't know if they were trying to get in, but any other comments before we close out?
Yeah, it seems like as Christians, God wants all of us to be preachers.
Say that again, my brother.
I say, as Christians, God wants all of us to be preachers.
Mm. Amen. We're all ambassadors. We are ambassadors of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We are ambassadors of Christ. We have a purpose. We have a purpose. God, we are here for a purpose. Even though that we go to our jobs and we go through all the things that we go through, the motions that we go through on this earth, you know, we are here, but we're not of this earth.
Mm-hmm.
We're here. We're in this earth, but we're not of the earth.
Amen.
Or, you know, the Bible would say the world.
Amen.
We're not, as spiritual beings, we are different. We're peculiar people.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He wants us to stand out.
Yeah.
Amen.
And
amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
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 And that's not just to blend with anybody, but he don't want it to blend in.
Amen. Amen. We've got a mighty job to do, my brother. We've got a mighty job to do. And, let me tell you something. Sometimes God sends people our way, and we don't even know where they come from. We think they're just there.
That's right.
But if you're in tune with the Lord, you realize that God sent them to you so that mm-hmm. they can hear a word from God.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
So you're right,
amen.
My brother. You're right. Mm-hmm. You are so right. Praise the Lord. Any more comments? Elder Rose, we're going to turn it over to you. You can pray us. You can pray us out of here, and you know, and bless us. And we're going to be obedient. And again, the mics are turned over to you for closing.
Amen. Amen. Just piggyback off of that, as the brother was saying, that we were preachers. We are a mouthpiece for God.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, if you've been through something, you need to tell it.
Mm-hmm.
We are mouthpiece for God. We need to tell
amen.
Someone else about God and the goodness that he has done for us. We not to hold back our testimony.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
What God has done for us. We are to share it with one another.
Amen.
That's what God ordained
amen.
Us to do. Amen.
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 You know, I want to say one more thing. the numbers, those of you that tune in who are new, who have joined us new, we thank you so much for participating and being a part of just this kingdom building business. We thank you for that. And I just don't want that to be left out. For all
mm-hmm.
those of you that it came on, that's new, that's becoming a part of us, we're constantly growing, and God is just blessing so many. So thank you so much. And when God has something on your heart or your mind that you want to share, please speak out. Please speak out. Okay, we are all on one accord. We're not here to judge. We're not. God, listen, everybody has a testimony. Everybody's got something to say. Everybody's got something to say. So for those of you, and again, I don't know if it's 706, 770 that I'm looking here right now, you know, thank you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Amen.
Now,
amen. Once again, I survived the storm. It's a great message. I thank God for allowing me to bring it to you on tonight. I pray that it was a blessing to you as believers, and that you begin to realize that you are a survivor and that
amen.
You can make it through. Amen. As we go
amen.
To the throne of grace. Yes. As we go to the throne of grace, God, we thank you for this night, God. We thank you for this word that went forth on today, God. We ask, God, that you allow this word to go deep down in our soul and our spirit, God,
mm-hmm.
that we apply it to our everyday life, God, and realize that we are survivors and that we will make it through as long
mm-hmm.
as we have you in our lives. And we ask, God, that if anyone that's not saved tonight, God, that they begin to open up their heart to receive you on tonight.
in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And we thank you, God, for all that was said on today, God, that it don't go on deaf ears, God, and stony hearts tonight. We ask, God, it begins to penetrate their spirit and their mind on today. In the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And we give you praise on today, God. Every listener that's listening on today, God, I pray blessings upon them on today, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Meet every need in their lives on today, God. In the name of Jesus. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. And again, we love you. We thank you. We love you. But God loves you most. Good night. And we'll see you next week.
Good night.